What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have a Fredita!
Swangles in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior.
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, we certainly do appreciate your attention. We know you have a lot of choices out there, and we couldn't do the show without the amazing support of our sponsor. So why don't you go check out chemicalfreebody.com? If you have not gotten your body ready in 2020, you're seriously missing out on a huge opportunity. We're going to need all the strength that we can get to get through the tail end of this year. It's madness out there. And Chemical Free Body is probably the best place I know to get that. They're certified organic, plant-based, gluten-free, GMO-free, soy-free, dairy-free. Shipping in the United States is free. The only thing that isn't free is the price. But I'll tell you what, we've worked out a great deal. Use the promo code MACRO. Get yourself a discount, not just on the products too. There's coaching. There's all sorts of, there's classes. There's Tim's podcast. You could take a look at all of this. It's all worthwhile. Look, I'm not saying you have to go buy anything, but do go to the website, chemicalfreebody.com, and just take a look and see if there's anything in there that you like. I promise you, it's really great. Use the promo code MACRO and save yourself a little bit of money. We can all use it. Shipping is free inside the United States, and it is available worldwide too. So if you're listening to this outside of the United States, don't be afraid to jump on there and shop as well. And how do I know this is good? How do I know that Chemical Free Body is going to be a great asset for you? Well, I have Tim James on again. He's the owner of it. So, Tim, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling young and vibrant. And I'm excited to be here with you today to share whatever we can come up with.
Awesome. Well, let's see. So, God, where do we even start? We talked like 4 months ago. We've done a couple Union of the Unwanted shows. So we stay in contact there. But, well, 2020 hasn't gotten any less insane. I feel like there was a time when I would laugh at people that were preppers, not really, but just kind of goof on them a little bit. But man, this year, if anything has become crystal clear, it's that the preppers were right, that getting yourself getting the stuff that you need, hoarded, ready for whatever's coming your way is essential. But then taking that a step further, why would you go out and, get rice and beans and, sleeping bags and batteries and all these things and yet not take care of your physical self? So I feel like it's a pretty good marriage where you've got the prepping people and you've got the people that are trying to get themselves in better shape physically. How are we going to do this? Tell us what you
cooking. I've seen a lot of this, man. We've had tons of people not just buying, a couple jars of like our Green 85 juice formula, because that's like our, you know, nutritional replacement drink, but buying cases of it.
Yeah.
Cases, like these big orders coming in. I'm like, what? I'm calling these people up. I'm like, did you push the wrong button? Did you? Oh, no. Like I bought your stuff in the past, or I was referred to you by a friend and he said this stuff's legit, or I tried it. And, you know, and they would ask me stuff like, how long does this stuff last? And I'm like, well, you know, the FDA says we have to put on this 2-year expiration label on it. But Treadway, my doctor formulator, said that, you know, the stuff's potency is really good up until 4 years and then it'll start trickling. Like, oh, that's fine. But I'm thinking about having this because if I have to go to storable foods, those aren't usually the most nutritious, right? That's the whole thing. Fresh is best. And that's one thing we teach people is like the reason why people are so tired and fatigued mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually is because 85% of the nutrition has been ripped out of the soil over the years. It's gone. All these big mega farms, and on top of it, sprayed with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, all these larvicides, chemical fertilizers. There's tons of toxins out there. And, you know, we got to replace that. So if they got their bulky preppy foods and they got a couple cases of the greens to mix in, they can, you know, make it work. You know what I'm saying? They're basically storing up their nutrition as well. So we've really seen a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, it's important. Physical health, mental health. My goodness. I mean, it seems like people are, you know, losing it. How long can you keep somebody inside or mostly inside and not expect there to be some sort of blowback mentally? I mean, I think we see mentally ill people, you know, every single day on the news or on Twitter. I certainly am arguing with mentally ill people. That's for sure. But give me some ideas on how to, I don't know, maybe just improve your mental health going forward. Physical health, we all know that we need help with. Mental health. Most people tend to think that they're probably doing fine mentally, but is this just interaction with other human beings face to face? Is this talking to people? Is this surrounding yourself with friends and family? Like, what is the best method to get yourself mentally ready? I feel like we're going to need all of the armor we can possibly get. And if, you know, having yourself mentally focused and ready to go into the tail end of this year, it seems like kind of an essential component of living, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing people have to understand is that your brain and your mental capacity is connected to your overall health. I mean, period. Like, you know, which the whole body's connected. It's a one unit deal, right? It's all working in unison. And what we've done in like Western medicine is we've compartmentalized everything. You've got a throat, nose, and ear doctor, and you got an ophthalmologist, you got the eye doctor, and you got the rectal doctor and the podiatrist for the feet. And they got to send you, you know, if you got a little area here and there, they got to send you the 3-4 specialists, and they're all trying to coordinate and figure everything out and the medications and stuff. And the way I look at it is that it's all connected. So if one part's suffering, so does the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing as like, if you're suffering, if your mental capacity is suffering or your physical energy is suffering, then your presence, your body, your mental, all that is going to affect all the other areas of your life, not just your health. It's going to affect your relationships. It's going to affect your career. It's going to affect your finances. It's going to affect your spirituality. Everything's connected. So the first thing I would say for the mental stuff is, you know, a lot of people, not to get into woo-woo things, but let's just focus on what you can do physically to boost your immune system, but also boost that mental capacity. And the first thing is to realize that the brain and the digestive tract are connected. There's this thing called the vagus nerve, and it's connected. We have these things called bacteria. Dr. Shiva Iyaduri, who I think we were talking about earlier, you know, one of the preeminent experts on the immune system, 4 PhDs from MIT, invented email when he was 14. He has a company called Cytosol that is able to, you know, it's a $2 billion company that basically can map, he has mapped out all the molecular pathways of how the whole body works in this interconnected fashion. So somebody like me, supplement guy, could like say, hey, Dr. Shiva, hey, can you take, you know, turmeric and black pepper, throw those two things together and tell me what's better. So they run turmeric, they run black pepper, they put them together and they see what the different immune response is without animal testing. Right. Without that. So you take somebody like him who's super smart, and the old model of the immune system, Charlie, was based on the adaptive and the innate system. And that's it. And that's a 100-year-old model. And most people listening, you can look that up, or for those familiar with it, you know what I'm talking about. But there's also the interferon system. This is what he brought to light just about 8 months ago in this huge scientific immune thing. He was brought in as the keynote speaker, and he announced, like, this is the 21st century of immune system, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the adaptive and the innate. You actually have the interferon system, which is what a part of our immune system that says, hey, we want, our body wants viruses and bacteria to come in so that it can develop a response to that, basically antibodies and natural protection for life. This is where natural herd immunity comes from. This is why we know vaccines fail, because a lot of them have to have booster shots, right? So they're not for life. They thought that was going to be that way, but it doesn't. So you have natural immunity for life. And every time a new virus comes into your body, Charlie, and we develop an immune response to it, our immune system becomes on average about 1,000 times stronger. Wow. So that interferon system is very important. This is how we evolve. This is how we stay strong and healthy as individuals, is we want and welcome bacteria and viruses to come in. Okay. Now, the other parts of the immune system that he identified were the bacterial component and the brain. And those, so there's actually five components. And the bacteria, for people listening again, we have about 380 trillion virus cells in our body. Think about that. 380 trillion, that's a ton. 60 trillion bacteria in the body and only about 6 trillion human cells. So we're more viruses and bacteria than human. So if you look at it seriously, I mean, it's so we're so worried and scared about viruses and stuff like this. We don't have to be scared about bacteria and viruses. We have to be scared of a weakened immune system. And that's where you see these people, like with COVID and stuff like that, that are getting sick. If you're a fairly healthy person, you know, most people aren't noticing much at all, no symptoms whatsoever. They're asymptomatic. Even the World Health Organization came out a while back and said people that tested positive for COVID that were asymptomatic, no fever, no colds, no sweats, no lung, you know, no phlegm, none of that stuff, would be very rare to pass it on to somebody else. So that should have eliminated masks right there, but they just keep the narrative going with the masks, right? So anyway, to focus back on this bacteria component, it's very important for your mental health. Okay, that was a big roundabout story to get to how important that gut bacteria is. And what really wipes it out is stress. So if we want to boost our mental capacity, we have to become ninjas. We have to become masters at reducing stress in our life. And it's really not that hard. So the first thing that I teach my private coaching students is how to do breath exercises, mm-hmm. or breath play, breath work. I like play better than work, because work sounds like, I mean, we've had enough work, right?
Right.
Let's go play a little bit. Right. And what I do on my coaching sessions is I do the breath work at the beginning of the section. And now what I did just as of last week, we added it to the end too. And I'm doing this in my private group coaching, beginning and end, starting this week, not just the beginning, because to demonstrate to them how important it is. I take people and when I'm coaching them, I say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you right now? 10 being completely stressed out and 1 being mellow jello, you're not stressed at all. I'm a 7, I'm a 6, I'm an 8, I'm a 9. All right, let's take a big deep breath in through the nose, right? So here, I'll walk your listeners through it. So okay. This is what you can do. Now, if you're driving, keep your eyes open. But if you're home, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Put a hint of a smile on your face. Sit up straight, strong back, soft belly. And you're going to go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose. And you're going to pause at the top. And then you're going to release out through the mouth. Just a nice, long, slow flow. Just let it all go. We call this balloon breath. And then pause at the bottom with empty lungs. And then back in through the nose. Pause at the top. And then release. So you see, and then we repeat that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice and slow. And each time you go on the second rep, you hold the top and the bottom for 2 seconds. On the third rep, you hold the top and bottom for 3, 4th, 4 and 4, 5th. And the goal is to get somewhere around 15 breaths. All right. Now, if you can make it to 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, that's fantastic. You're going to find out it's very difficult to hold your breath 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 seconds. It's like doing push-ups. You can't just do 15 out of the gate for most folks, mm-hmm. but just do it for a minute or two. People will go from like an 8 down to a 6 or a 5 in 1.5 minutes.
Wow.
What medication can you take that would take away that much anxiety, social anxiety, depression? Possibly. Right. But something that's not going to change the physiology in a negative fashion. Right. So de-stressing is important. And, you know, when we're stressed out, we're blowing, our adrenals are getting blown out. We're secreting excessive amounts of cortisol, and we're just wearing out the body quicker. Yeah. And you can't even digest food very well. Probably last time we talked about the core 4 secrets. This was one of them, you know, doing breath work prior to a meal. Well, this technique can also be used multiple times throughout the day for any situation, even if you're not feeling stressed. So stress reduction, what can you do? Breath play, breath exercises before meals or anytime you feel stressed. Getting outside in nature and reconnecting with where you came from. People forget that we are nature. Over in China, this is like therapy. They just send people out in the forest,
right,
and they heal. They just send them out in the heal. Why does that work? Because there's tons of negative ions in the air. The forest is cleaning the air. It's charged with negative ions. It's electric. You breathe that stuff in. It's clean, clean air, fresh air. You see the birds. Do not bring your cell phone. Shut that sucker off and just go. Like I told a lady today, she's 88 years old. I said, go roll around in the grass. She's like, well, the grass makes me itch. And I said, well, then go sit in the dirt. And she thought I was kidding. I'm like, no, like, there's bacteria in the dirt. There's frequency in the dirt. There's the earth frequency, right? This brings us to another concept, grounding or earthing, right? So the earth puts off a natural frequency or field that literally charges the cells. And this is not woo-woo at all. Like, I can take your blood, look at it under a microscope. It's called live blood cell microscopy. It'll be kind of doing its thing, going along. I have you go stand outside on a bare ground with bare feet for 2 hours or lay down naked and then come back in, prick your finger again, look under the scope, and then boom, the blood is racing around. Inflammation drops instantly when you make contact with the ground, and it goes up instantly when you remove contact from the ground. You put on rubber-soled shoes, you rubber-soled tires in your car, you know, you're on a bed, you're on the second floor, we're disconnected from nature. Yeah. So we do breath exercises, we go out in nature, we reconnect with nature, we watch a bee just land and do its thing. We make contact with Mother Earth, we breathe in fresh air, we get sunshine, vitamin D to boost our immune system. And for those people out there, their skin is dark, you need more than the people that have light-colored skin, a lot more. It's very important. In fact, 70% of the United States population is vitamin D deficient. You want to protect yourself from COVID? Get outside and get some sunshine. Supplement with vitamin D, vitamin D3. Very, very important. All these things are going to boost immune system. When the immune system is boosted up, your mental clarity is going to boost up. The other thing that's like so obvious that to me now that I had a clueless was, and most people are, 95% of people aren't doing this. They're not drinking enough water. We spoke about this before. Yeah. This is core secret number one. Drinking half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified water daily. This is going to, your brain's mostly water, right? So if you don't have enough water, then your brain's not going to function as much. You're going to lower your IQ, right? So we're looking at all these things. And then on top of it, you want to clean the gut out. That's another thing you want to do. Detox, 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 clean the digestive tract, because the average person's packing around 6 to 12 pounds of this impacted fecal material. You got to get that stuff out of there. Colon hydrotherapy sessions, enemas, or that's where we use that gut detox product. Mm-hmm. So people can do that in 15 days at home without diarrhea, basically, right, or going to work or traveling. They can take that product and it will microscopically clean them without the digestive, the runs, basically, or right, having to worry about running to the bathroom. Okay. So cleaning it out and then recolonizing it with good bacteria. So taking probiotics, getting outside, getting in the dirt, being around pets. People with pets have a 50% higher immune system on their bacterial counts because the pets are bringing in these soil-based microorganisms all the time on their paws and their mouth. And we're kissing and loving on the pets. So people with pets have higher immune systems.
Wow.
So they get outside. So get outside, get outside, get outside. And then raw sauerkrauts, raw fermented foods, kimchi, these types of things, flooding the body with bacteria. All these things are going to not only boost the immune system, but they're going to boost that mental clarity you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. So that should be a pretty good amount of things. So I guess to recap, let's make sure that you are doing some breath work to relax, you're removing the stress. Okay. And baths are good too. I take hot baths 2-3 nights a week. Anytime you can get acupuncture, massage, any of that kind of stuff. Rolfing's amazing, which is a manipulation technique on the muscles and the fascia. All that stuff is to reduce stress. Get outside, breathe fresh air, get the sunshine, make contact with the ground, or do grounding mats or grounding pads inside your home. Just look it up, earthing.com. You can buy them there. And, clean your digestive tract out. Colonize it with good bacteria, take probiotics, take lots of raw, get out in the dirt, do all those kinds of things. And, you know, you'll feel better and you're going to be smarter. If they do this now, between now and the next time I come on, in probably another 4 months, they'll be smarter and their brain will function better. And they'll get rid of a lot of that brain fog that a lot of people are experiencing today.
Well, there's a push, or there has been a push for a long, long time, that sort of demonizes natural health and elevates anything pharmaceutical related, be that the Rockefellers' involvement in pharmaceuticals, you know, at the turn of the century, how they were finding new ways to use their synthetic petroleum and they wound up using it in the form of new chemicals and turning this into medicine. And then they financed the med schools that all the doctors went to and brainwashed them. Actually, it was very smart on their, I mean, you got to give these people credit for being, they're not dumb when they go about trying to overtake an industry. I mean, they do their homework. So they went in and then they financed all the med schools so that the only information that these new, soon to be new doctors were getting came from Rockefeller approved, Big Pharma approved medical schools. And so It's tough. I feel like we're swimming upstream here when you have these conversations with people and you're trying to talk to them about natural solutions for things that don't cost anything and don't really put you out in terms of effort or inconvenience or money or anything like that. Everything that you've been talking about is cheap, doesn't cost you anything to do. You can go do it. But it seems that they've done such a good job with their brainwashing over the decades or century that now just the idea, the concept of not going to your doctor or not going to your drugstore to buy some new pill to fix what ails you seems to be, it's just laughable to most people. They just think that you are like a witch doctor or some dirty hippie that's twirling at a Grateful Dead parking lot, you know, or whatever. I mean, these are the only people that would ever consider these sort of natural things like, oh, you savages, don't you know? I mean, what are you guys doing? Putting leeches on yourself? Like, we have all this Big Pharma medicine. We can cure anything now. But that's not even close to the truth. And what I've discovered over the years is that, well, guess what? Simple sometimes is better. And your plan, the things that you're talking about, yes, you have products, yes, you have accessories on top of this, but the things that you talked about are so simple, cost no money, require almost no effort. It's almost inexcusable for us to not incorporate this into our lives, is it not?
Yeah. And when you start stacking these things together, that's where the real benefit comes from. One after another. I call them stacking the cards in the deck of health. Well, first thing to answer that question where people think that natural stuff doesn't work. It makes literally no sense. I mean, all we have to do is look around. How's it working for us? We spend $3.3 trillion on healthcare in the United States, and we're ranked somewhere between 38th and 42nd in the world. So what it tells me is the more we spend, the worse our health gets. I mean, 80% of Americans are overweight, obese, or morbidly obese. Our children are now being born obese and with diabetes.
Oof.
Cancer rates in children have skyrocketed. Autism is going through the roof. You know, autism back in the 80s, 1 out of 10,000 children would get autism. Today, I can't remember the last numbers, but it was like 1 in 40 or 1 in 26. And by the year 2040, 2050, it's going to be 1 out of every 2 children, which means in the future, you're either going to have autism or you'll be taking care of somebody with autism. How well is our country going to function when that deal hits the fan, right? What cancer rates? Same thing. By the same time period, we'll be around 68 to 72% of us will be contracting cancer in the United States. And that's will be as common as a common cold at that point. How many of you listening have had a cold? Well, that's how many people are going to be having cancer. So, but the solution to all this is very simple. We just got to go back to nature, right? So you have to understand that from measurements, we see the Earth's about 4 billion years old. So we've had 4 billion years of evolution, all these microbiome, these viruses to work and do their things. We're part of it. I just shared with you, we have trillions of them inside of us, and it's a symbiotic relationship. And to think that a 200-year-old Western medical scientific system could be better than 4 billion years is ludicrous. And to look at the results that we're having as Americans proves my point. I mean, we're the sickest people that have ever walked the face of the planet ever, ever. People are sick. I mean, this used to be, you know, like there is no prejudice anymore with sickness and disease in America, right? You could take somebody that's poor, or you can take somebody that's like maybe one person's a lawyer and the wife's a doctor, and one of the kids will have colitis or Crohn's or some type of a you know, a gut issue, and the daughter will have, she'll have some type of anxiety or something like that. I mean, there's no borders now. Everybody's getting sick, right? All this is because of basic fundamentals that people have detached from, right? They are not getting enough nutrition because it's been farmed out of the soils. We are polluted beyond all ends, literally. I mean, just again, look up the umbilical cord studies, type in umbilical cord and chemical, and you'll see studies going back to 2005 showing that every single child they studied, the umbilical cord blood in that young mother, they're finding over 250 chemicals and 180 cause cancer in humans and over 200 cause developmental and brain disorders and so on and so forth. So we know we're polluted. We got to clean that crap out. And then the other thing is we're dehydrated. We're not drinking enough liquids, enough purified water. And what water we are drinking is polluted. So, I mean, it really boils down to simple things. Make sure that you and your family have clean air that you breathe. You're going to take about 20,000 breaths a day. Make sure you're cracking your windows. You have HVAC purifiers. You have in-room purifiers. You have essential oils going in your room. Rotate them. Don't use the same blend, same kind every time. Himalayan salt lamps create negative ions. Clean your air. Crack your windows at night. Number two, purify your water. Make sure your water is purified. Make sure your food is clean, fresh, clean food. It's really that easy, you know. And detox, 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 detox. Okay, learn how to stop putting this crap in you. If your toothpaste says harmful if swallowed, you might want to second guess that. Yes. You know, contact the poison control center, but you're brushing your teeth with it every day. Don't you think you're swallowing a little bit every day? Absolutely, you are. I was taught that I should never have sodium lauryl sulfate in my shampoos. When I got back home from the clinic, I go to my shampoo, first ingredient, sodium lauryl sulfate, a carcinogen, causes cancer. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, I started looking at everything I had was synthetic chemicals. From the candles you're burning, they use GMO soy and they put chemical fragrances in there and you're burning that in your house. Glade plugins, all these things, paint off-gassing in the home. You know, a big thing for like breast cancer, I was just talking to a client with another doctor earlier today, and he said that it's the synthetic clothing is really causing problems. Women are wearing these bras, you know, that are really tight. They're made out of Lycra. And the panties and guys too, the boxer briefs and all that stuff, tight stuff that comes from crude oil and they make it with 3000 chemicals, polyesters, nylons, lycras, these types of things. Right. Well, you can wash those suckers 1000 times and they'll still off gas 97% of what they were off gassing in the beginning. These are estrogen mimicking chemicals that throw off our hormones. So at least change out your bra and your panties and your boxers, because these are in very high hormonal areas. We got to get that stuff out of there. People are adorning themselves with fake clothes. So we have fake news. We got fake clothes. We got fake food. We got fake nasty water in bottles. The air has been messed around with, you know, it's all over the place. But to make it easy, you just clean the stuff up. You just do it one thing at a time, slowly but surely. You just start cleaner air, cleaner water, cleaner food, and people would be surprised how quickly they can get their health back. The immune system wants to heal.
Yeah. The off-gassing is interesting to me. I work in real estate. We, you know, find low VOC or no VOC off-gassing carpets and things like that. There's paints that. So what I learned in a roundabout way was that you think it's bad air quality outside when there's fires and all that stuff. And it is. But the air quality inside people's homes is three times worse than the air quality outside. In some cases in China, more people die from air quality, of inside of their homes than from the air quality outside. And the air quality outside on average in Beijing averages the equivalent of smoking 21 cigarettes a day. So just think about how much, if that's bad, and it is, how much worse it is on the inside with all of the paints, the synthetic fibers, the synthetic, your carpet, all of these things, it's working against you. But because we can't see it and because it's cumulative and we don't recognize, it's not something that just instantly strikes you. We sort of go about our day as if, well, it must not be there if I don't feel it and I don't see it or smell it or whatever.
Yep. But it's no see-ems.
Yeah, these gases, carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless, and it's obviously very bad for you. Just think what else is out there. It's been a real education for me, and I didn't know it early on in my real estate career. It only happened towards over the last 7 years or so that I have really been more cognizant of that, of these products that we bring into the house and the gases. Now, it's one thing when I like open up, or my daughter opens up Christmas presents that are like those little LOL dolls that when you open it up, it literally smells like China. You know, you're like, woo, like the paint and the plastics, and you're like, oh, yeah, this can't be bad. This can't be good for you. We got to set all that stuff outside. But it's also happening in these products, these daily products that are contaminating the inside air. Then we throw in Wi-Fi and 5G on top of all of that, these invisible killers. How do we protect ourselves in our own home, for God's sakes? I mean, is there more we can do? I mean,
we should literally have, I mean, I don't have tattoos because nothing wrong with them, but I don't like any type of pain. I try to avoid pain. But I would have a tattoo that says clean air, clean water, clean food, clean products, daily detox. Those things right there. People just focused on that. So what do people do in their home? Like I said, purify your air, purify your water, and make sure you go to farmers markets, buy things local, only buy organic, you know. And then a lot of people say, well, that costs more money. And so, yeah, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than chemo. Yep. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than being a burden on your family when you can't work and somebody's got to start taking care of you, or maybe you're retired, you're not working anymore, and then all of a sudden your health, a wheel falls off, and you know your wife's trying to take care of you, and you're 250 pound man, and you need to be lugged around. That's an extreme burden, not only on you, but your family. So your poor health doesn't affect just you, it affects everybody around you. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. And I'm like, I don't want to be a burden on people. I want to be able to go help people, because with enough people, there's so many people that need help. I want to be able to get out of my house in the event of a fire, grab what I need, and get the people out that I need to get out. You know, if I need to run a quarter of a mile to go save somebody, I can do it. You know, how many people can just run a quarter of a mile? For everybody listening, tomorrow you have to go run a quarter of a mile. I want your times.
We're going to time you.
We're going to time you.
Well, you mentioned chemo there, and in my first book, The Octopus, I wrote about the chemotherapy industry, what a racket it is. But one of the stats that jumped out at me was that they did two studies, one in Australia, one in the United States. And in those studies, they found that chemotherapy was effective 2.3% of the time in America and 2.1% of the time in Australia. So I wonder, if you're in the business of making brake pads for cars, you know, like Tommy Boy, right? Out of Sandusky, Ohio, you're making brake pads, right? And you can only get, your brake pads are 2.1% efficient. How many of those are you going to sell? Probably not many. But we have been conditioned by the media and the medical industry to think that chemotherapy is the only way to go when treating cancers, and that any sort of, you know, divergence from that is, you know, once again,
let me share a story on this just to blow people's minds. So I think it was 1991, 92, somewhere in there. The researchers at Johns Hopkins Research Center for Cancer, this got kind of leaked out into mainstream media. Probably didn't mean to. But what they found was is that, you know, they're always studying stuff, right? There was a guy there that had been studying cancer for 50 years, a researcher at Johns Hopkins, and they started studying broccoli, okay? And they found a phytochemical or plant chemical in broccoli called sulforaphane, and it's anti-cancer. And his 50 years of research, he said that it was the biggest discovery they've ever found on cancer. He said it literally just stops cancer in its tracks, and they labeled it phytochemo, phyto meaning plant or plant chemo. Think about that. That was broccoli. Then they found out that broccoli sprouts had like 30, 40, 50 times more sulforaphane in it, so they were 30 to 50 times more anti-cancer than the broccoli itself. That's why sprouts are so important, and sprouts have been in my life for about 10 years now since I went to the Hippocrates Health Institute. They teach people about living foods in their diet. Sprouts, sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted grains, sprouted beans. So it made national headlines, Charlie, and they dumped like 600 pounds of broccoli on the courthouse steps, and George Bush Sr. was president at the time, and he came out and said, I don't like broccoli, right? And it was like a big deal. Well, that little blip, that little media coverage, and went out for just a moment in time there in the media. This goes to show how powerful the media is today. The price of broccoli seed doubled overnight, and it's been the same ever since. But guess what? There's other seeds that are just as good. Alfalfa sprouts, red clover sprouts, besides the broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts. There's lots of them out there, right? But they didn't have the coverage that broccoli did from that one little blip. So mainstream media has the ability to get a big message out to a big audience and change the way people feel and look and change buying habits. So instead of buying chemo, people started buying broccoli, right? Mm-hmm. They started going that way. It's doubled ever since. So we're not getting that narrative. Could you imagine if they were just talking about broccoli and sprouts? And like, could you imagine me being on mainstream media, being interviewed all the time? You know what would happen? Everybody would, whole America would get healthier because we would start wanting fresh air and fresh water. And there's no talk about this. It's go hide out in a dark room and wait for us to come up with some nanotech vaccination that, because of the 1987 Vaccine Act, they have no recourse if it doesn't work or backfires. They skipped over animal testing, and you know, and 80% of animal testing fails miserably. And vaccines, in the end, once it's went through phase one, phase two, phase three, only works, was like 12% of people or something like that.
Yeah, it's not very.
It's really low. Effective. So why wouldn't we do this? Why wouldn't we go with nature 4 billion years old? You know. So I just wanted to answer that on the chemo thing, because the top dude researcher, 50-year veteran, said phytochemo from broccoli, plant chemo, best thing he ever saw. It kills cancer cells.
Wow. So, well, I mean, I think we all know why it's not being promoted, because there's no money in it. I mean, maybe the broccoli guy makes a little bit of extra money, doubles his price, but Johns Hopkins is out of business because now all these sick people are getting healthy and there's no need for them at the hospital. Maybe this takes a generation or two to work out, but still, big pharma, the hospital industry, they see this as no. We want to keep everyone, you know, there's no money in dead people. There's no money in healthy people, but the money's right in the middle. Just keep people kind of constantly sick so that they're coming in. And I've mentioned this before on the show. It's like, why is it? Like, ask yourself when you go to a Walgreens or a CVS and you see a sign there that says, come on in for your free flu shot, get a $10 free gift card. It's like, so they're going to give you the flu shot for free and they're going to pay you to take it. Think about why that is for a second. Don't you think that if I'm some evil executive and I say, well, we give out $10 gift card to get them in to take this flu shot vaccine, we know we're going to see them come back in, you know, in a couple of days to buy $75 worth of NyQuil and all these other stuff that they need for this flu that they magically just got. So it's going to be a win for them in the end. So money, it's all this money. It's psychopathic CEO.
The other question is, like, nothing's for free too. So besides that angle, it's like, who's paying for that free shot? Is it being subsidized by us? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Big pharma, question. Maybe. I know that with regard to the chemo industry, that it's the one aspect of the medical industry where they will allow the medicine to be sold to the doctors at wholesale, and then the doctors can mark it up. So as an example, it might cost them $10,000 wholesale for the chemo drugs, but then those doctors are allowed to buy it, just like, you know, some guy would buy a product, a wholesale product, and then mark it up to retail. They do that for the chemo, you know, for the oncology, and, you know, take it, buy it for $10,000, mark it up to $50,000. Most of it's covered by insurance. Some of it isn't, but you want to stay alive, right? You don't want to die from cancer. So you'll mortgage your house or sell your, you know, collection of G.I. Joe dolls on eBay, to whatever you need to do to make some money to pay for this. And and I'm not trying to say that the doctors shouldn't be allowed to make money, but it's like, hey, this cancer business is a business. There's a lot of money at stake here. You think the Susan G. Komen Foundation is running on love? No, man, they want your money. There's a lot of people involved in this. There's a lot of industries that spring out from this. And the fact that there is a cancer industry is just disgusting to me. But there is, because cancer, like you said, is everywhere and it's affecting us. And I feel like we're getting hit from every direction. We've got it coming in our foods. The foods are no good. Like you said, our water, our air. Now, this new version of reality that we're living in, we have to deal with invisible waves like 5G. How the hell do we get ourselves out of this chemical this chemical and you know, wave soup of poisons that are coming our way. I mean, it seems like we're up against insurmountable odds, but do you turn your Wi-Fi off at home, or do you, I mean, how?
Yeah, well, some people are actually installing switches in their bedroom so that when they switch the bedroom light off at night, or not the bedroom light, but there's a switch, they have a switch installed, they flip it, and all the electrical grid around at least that room goes off. Because it's not just the EMFs you're talking about with 3G, 4G, 5G. It's the ELFs, the electric low frequency that comes just from your regular plug-in lines. Mm-hmm. We have little meters, and you get close to it, within 3 foot of a light socket, it goes. Yeah. So if your head is within 3 foot of a light socket, you're being cooked all night long, or your feet are, wherever it is, you know. So there's blockers you can put on a thing to fix it. You can flip the switch. Some people I know shut their entire power off at night on the outside. One a military veteran and his wife, who's really brilliant, she owns a colon hydrotherapy center. They set that up so that their whole cabin goes off at night, and that helped him to heal. Right. So you can also, I have, I'm experimenting right now. I've got an EMF tester downstairs. I have this product right here. You can't see it, but there's some specialized rocks. I have one on my bed, and then I have EMF blocking cell phone cover. You know, I wear a pendant that protects from EMFs, you know, so there's all these things that you can do because we're being showered from them. And the other thing is, like, if you're downtown somewhere in USA and 5G's coming in, or anywhere in the world, you might want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because the whole goal is surveillance state. All those 5G towers have state-of-the-art facial recognition. Mm-hmm. And you need to be about 6 feet away for it to work. Wonder how that works. Yeah. 6 foot social distancing.
Right.
Wonder if that's coincidence. But anyway, those things are basically turning into it's going to turn the cities into microwaves. So the whole idea is to drive out the good, decent, hardworking people, the business owners, keep the ones behind, and then it's just they control you, they dumb you down, you know what I mean, give you a shot that can, with nanotech, they can like affect your moods and stuff like that and control your moods. It's like, I want no part of it. Like, none. I don't want a shot in my arm. No. Nobody's going to force that crap on me. Like, nature works just fine. You know, all I know is that when I was 37, I was a mess. Okay. I was overweight. Gut was bleeding. Was bleeding rectally when I went to the bathroom. My elbows were bleeding from eczema and my knee. And I got my health back. And all the stuff I'm sharing with people today, the water, chewing my food, avoiding liquids with meals, doing the breath work, getting outside, moving in the body. You know, you don't have to go run a marathon. Just walk around, you know. Just go for a walk. Get on a mini trampoline. Start moving the body. I try to breathe fresh air. My window's cracked right now. I'm breathing here. I'm on a grounding mat right now. My feet are bare and they're in contact with one. And when I go to sleep tonight, I will be grounded in my grounding pad while I sleep. So everything I teach people, I'm doing it, right? I'm telling you, I'm 47 years old and I feel like I'm 19, except for I have an injury right now from I tweaked my neck. But I'm getting that worked on. I'll come back. And when I get back, you know, I'll be able to. But I still feel good. You know what I mean? I have great mental clarity. My gut doesn't, it's not gurgling. My gas and bloating's gone. I used to have gas and bloating like terrible. It was embarrassing. Like, I'd be out in public, like if somebody bumped me and I'd fart, you know, and it's like, oh, right. And then it's like people are looking around. I'm like, ah, because I had gas and bloating so bad. So, you know, you can turn it around. I think nature's always going to be the answer. It really is. And, you know, if you're a good, decent person, don't be quiet. If you don't like the way things are, stand up, join a group, do something, be an activist. Otherwise, you know, bad people will take advantage of good people being quiet.
Well, that's for sure. We're seeing that. Well, we're like, you know, what are we, 4 weeks away from the election? Let's talk about something fun.
Let's
talk about the election, the insanity of this whole thing.
About election fraud. We could talk about that.
I mean, I'm just asking everybody that I come in contact with, what do you see for the election? Where's your brain, your well-working, well-watered, without 5G working brain, where do you see this
I'm really concerned about election fraud on many levels, right? So, I mean, let's just look at the one that's glaring right now that we were talking about, Dr. Shiva earlier. That gentleman I talked to you guys about, who's MIT PhD, he's got four PhDs from MIT. Awesome. Super He's smart, right?
He's real smart.
And he ain't backing down. So he's actually creating a movement, a bottoms up, ground up, grassroots movement for truth, freedom, and health. And when this guy got talking, like everything that I've researched, Charlie, over the last 10 years about the immune system and stuff like that, he was just like right on the money about everything. Mm-hmm. And then he was spitting out stuff that I didn't even know about. I'm like, oh, this guy's the guy. All right, I resonate with this guy. This guy knows his stuff, right? He's running for Senate in Massachusetts, which isn't an easy deal because that's been controlled by both sides for a long time. Yeah. And so he runs, right? He does this ground up movement. He gets 3,000 volunteers. Imagine 3,000 volunteers working 24/7 for free. $750,000 in donations. He's got thousands and thousands of yard signs, billboards, radio ads, TV ads. He's got a bus that they rebuilt and redid it himself, like an old bus, put Shiva for Senate on the side. He's not running for Senate because he wants to be a senator. He has multiple businesses. He's doing fine. He's doing it as a more of a speaking platform to get this truth, freedom, and health movement out there, because it's a movement. That's what he's doing. And he studied movements. He studied the immune system, and he studied politics for years. So he's out there running. And nobody even knows who his opponent is. Who's your opponent? There's no yard signs. There's no billboards. Guy did a couple radio ads and like a TV ad right at the end. That was it. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who this guy is. And the numbers were somewhere around 200 and some thousand Republicans came out and voted in 2018 elections. And somewhere around, I think, 600,000 Democrats came out and voted. And because of now the new mail-in ballots, they've seen at least 25% increase in voting, or up to double increase in voting, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's easier for people to vote with ballots. So they came out right at the end. They're like, oh, it looks like there's only going to be about 150,000, 160,000 Republicans are going to vote. Well, it should have been around 320,000 based on, even at the low numbers, 25% increase. How could it go down? So he thought something was up. And then all of a sudden, in all the places and all the towns where they actually did, people actually went to the ballots and did it, and it was all hand counted, Shiva won, landslide. But all the rest of them, where they weren't hand counted, was all electronic, he lost 60%, 40%. Two reasons. Number one, if it's too close, then if it's not really close, then elections are not allowed to be recounted. And you have to do that within 72 hours, right? The other thing is, if you're going to lie, they lie big. So they go big. So they don't have to do that, right? So 60-40. So he loses that seat, and he loses that nomination for the Republican Party to then go against to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows the jig's up. So he goes down there to the Secretary of State office to exercise his free rights and get those ballots so that he can have them counted. And by law, they have to keep those ballots, federal law, for 22 months. Charlie, there's no ballots down there.
No.
There's no ballots. Over 1 million ballots are gone. It's like they didn't even exist.
Yeah.
He's got letters. He's not going away. He's got attorneys. They're going full force after this. This is election fraud. So that election is fraudulent right now.
Yeah.
Question is where else is this happening?
Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz in South Florida is knee deep, and it has been for a long, long time. She's Brenda Snipes, that whole thing back in 2016. I mean, these people are criminals. You don't have to be left, right, whatever. If you're running elections and you are an important person, there's a lot riding on you. You're easy to get compromised. Or in Debbie Wasserman Schultz, case, she doesn't need to be compromised. She's already compromised.
Oh,
she's on the team.
She's evil. Know?
And old Debbie's not going to be getting by on her good looks anymore. I'll tell you that much.
That's a perfect example. And I'm concerned because you take a guy like Shiva, who's an upstanding citizen, bottom up, who built himself. He came from a caste society in India that he was supposed to be a coconut picker. That's what you can go do for the rest of your life. That's all your family can do. Comes over here, MIT, invents email, does all this stuff when he's 14 and becomes all these companies. And now he's got this movement going. I mean, the dude's up till, probably midnight to 1 o'clock doing live videos, educating people on the immune system and educating people every single day after he's done campaigning and doing all this stuff. His outreach was ridiculous. He should have crushed that guy in a landslide. There's no ballots to count, to recount. So there's definitely fraud. So I'm very concerned about fraud. And I'm also concerned about fraud with Google, Facebook, and Twitter and these big places too, because with a couple switches and flicks, they could remind everybody who they think they want to vote and not the other people.
We're seeing that a lot. We're seeing selective, a selective push for get out and vote, get out and vote. You know, the NBA is doing a big thing about, the NFL is now doing a big thing about get out and vote, get out and vote. Oh, you want us to vote for anyone? Well, no, we only want you to vote for one side. Oh, I get it. You know, you can tell where the push is. They want everyone to go out and vote Democratic, and they, and, you know, we've heard about the dirty tricks where like things will be mailed to the, you know, they'll be mailed telling people like, hey, if you're going to vote Democrat, you do that on Tuesday. If you're going to vote Republican, you do that on Wednesday. And people are like, okay, I'm going to
What about, did you hear about California where the 115% of people that live in California registered to vote?
That's amazing.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, 115%. That's something.
So I've heard that there's double ballots going out. Yeah. I also had a lady. I saw a lady. She's like, I'm voting Republican. My brother-in-law or whatever is a Democrat. He's voting Democrat. We got the ballots. They're supposed to be security envelopes. Filled them out. But on the backside of the security envelope, it says like A2, or it says 2463R for Republican 613. The other one's like, you know, 2432. D Democrat 8321 or whatever. So there's an R and a D. It'd be very easy for somebody to look at those ballots and go and shred. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
That's not secret, right? It's the devil's in the details. Paying attention to the mail-in ballots. Who's sending them out? Are they sending out more than one? Are the, how many more dead people are voting this year? Right. How many people are going to be continue finding ballots in garbage cans and trash cans where they're getting trashed? Like, it's insane. So more importantly, it's like people have to get out and exercise their free rights. And the other thing that scares me is that I freaked out. I don't know if you've done this yet, but if you go to Antifa.com, it goes to JoeBiden.com, right? And then it goes through it. It just says donate. It just says donate. It goes to the donation second. And guess what? They use a company called Act Blue or Act Blue Express to take donations. That's where your donation will go through. It's a Democratic. And like I said, I tell people I'm not Democrat or Republican. I think we should shit can both sides.
Yeah, me too.
And just vote for people that are good, decent, hardworking people that have had success in their life that want to get back, and they shouldn't even be paid. There should be no salary. But hey, if you want to give them a bonus for success, you know, pay them out that way. When they do good things, then they could get paid. But anyway, so then I went to Black Lives Matter, clicked on the donate button there, and boop, 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 Act Blue. It went to the same thing. So all that money from Black Lives Matter, people that are like, oh, yeah, blacks have been suppressed for a long time. I feel a need to, I want to support them. Your money's going to a guy that's got, you know, he's been lying his whole career, yeah. Right? He's been lying his whole career. So I don't know. I just think it's they'd like to put it right in people's faces, and people are just like, oh, I can't believe that. I'm dude, go Antifa.com, hit enter. Okay. Yeah. If you can't do that, then they have warped your mind so much, you're a lost cause. You're literally gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not on the red team or the blue team. I'll vote for the way I see it is, neither one of these candidates, in my opinion, has earned my vote. They're both still going to continue wars. They're going to continue the insane money printing. They're going to keep the Federal Reserve going. They're going to keep Guantanamo going. They're going to give $1 trillion to the military. I'm not into any of those things. So until you present me with somebody that is opposed to that, I'm not voting for either of these maniacs. And I know a lot of people will say, well, if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to complain. But I will subscribe to the George Carlin philosophy on this, as I most often do, and that is, no, you've got that all wrong. I didn't vote for these morons. I'm allowed to complain about them. You did vote for them. You're the one that's in no position to complain because you're part of the problem for voting them in. So I have no sympathy for these guys. I'm not a Trump guy. I'm not a Biden guy. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not any of those things. But I'll tell you what I did see, and I've seen it twice now in real life. And that is that, and it, both times were at Anarchapulco when Ron Paul was there to speak. You've got an 80-plus-year-old white guy who is a Republican who spent 2 decades working in government at an anarchist convention. Now, based on that criteria, he should be getting pelted with tomatoes the second he gets up on that stage. But he gets a standing ovation both times I've seen him. and people love him. And the reason why is because, and this is, the bar is set so low, I think even Dr. Paul would agree with this, the reason why is that he is viewed as being the greatest asset in government because he was consistent and logical and thoughtful and wasn't just caving in to what the masses wanted. And if you do those things, if you stand up for your principles and you're a good person and you're consistent and you want what's best for the country, I'll vote for you. Anarchists will vote for this guy. I mean, mm-hmm. anarchists that are like, and I'm these guys at Anarchapulco, just to differentiate, they're not Molotov cocktail, you know, bombing anarchists. It's not that. It's a different thing. It's, you know, anarchy doesn't mean
right.
no rules. It means no rulers. And that these are the people that want no rulers because they think they can do it better or they're not pleased with the current batch. But when Ron Paul comes up, they celebrate him. They love him because of that. So I'm not opposed to voting for somebody, but give me someone to vote for. Give me someone to be excited about. Give me someone to get enthusiastic and to say, think, hey, now that guy's going to come in here and change it. Is it Shiva? I mean, maybe. I like Shiva. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people want to go watch his explanation of the Paris Climate Accord, please do. Because he does it on the whiteboard and it goes for about 20 minutes and you'll watch it and you'll go, shit, even a dummy like me can figure this out now. It all makes sense. He has a unique ability to explain complicated things in a very simple manner, which everybody can understand. And we need that in
yeah,
in
everything's
politics.
Broken down to a system, man. You yeah. know what else he did? He's like, he's running for office. He already has like three bills ready to go. Like the bills that are written out to change things drastically. Like the medical, I think it's, I don't know, medical freedom bill or something like that, or the health rights act or something like that. And then he's got another act with the postal service to use the postal service, to develop like, an alternative to Facebook and an alternative to YouTube where people pay maybe like $50 a year and you have an uncensored YouTube platform, basically, and an uncensored, Facebook platform. And, and excuse me, an uncensored email, where they don't actually control your emails, read your emails, and sell your data, which is what they do with Gmail.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on board. I'm on board with that. I'm on board with some logic here, somebody that's yeah. coming out. And I think part of that, part of what makes a guy like that appealing is when he doesn't need the money. You know, mm-hmm. whenever somebody gets into something and they don't need the money, but they're doing it anyway, you get the feeling that there's maybe some different motives behind it. Typically good ones. You know, you're going to invest a lot of time and energy into something like running for office. You better come up with a plan for how you're going to, you know, make everything work. And I like that Shiva has those bills written, and he's been very vocal on the vaccine situation too. He's mm-hmm. been very upfront about that. I think people that have questions about vaccine safety should look into him and get into, once again, he has a unique ability of explaining the vaccine hesitancy issue in a way that makes sense to logical people. And it doesn't sound like, you don't get that, oh, you guys are a bunch of anti-vaxxers. Putting it in God's hands again. There you go, you big dummies. You know, forget some anti-science people. It's like, no.
Shiva's all science, bro. He's all science.
Exactly.
That company, Cytosol, yeah. he's invited every single pharmaceutical manufacturer to bring their vaccines and their pills in, and he will test them. He will test them for them for free, and nobody's done it.
Nope.
Not one of them's done it yet.
And that should tell you everything you need to know about the pharmaceutical industry. They're hiding things. They've been found guilty of multiple felonies. They're all guilty of that. They've rigged testing. They've falsified results. They've bribed people. They've done every crime you can possibly commit to make sure that you don't get the full details of what they're actually doing. And yet people still see them as godlike. And part of that has to do with conditioning. And part of it has to do with the mm-hmm. fact that in the United States, they're allowed to advertise on television and that goes in. But even that, as much of the advertisements as we see, and we see a lot, I know that the stats say that they spend seven times more than what they spend on television on advertising directly to doctors. So here we go once again, where it's like the pharmaceutical industry is whispering in the doctor's ear what they need to do, and the doctors listen to them because they've been trained from medical school on that big pharma will tell them how everything runs and how everything works.
Yeah, they write their textbooks, man.
They're comfortable with that. They're comfortable with being influenced by big pharma. And big pharma demonizes anything natural because you can't make money off of it. And if people are questioning this, or if they're thinking, oh, that sounds a little crazy, just look at what they did with hydrochloroquine this year. They demonized it like crazy. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I can't tell you if it works better or worse than whatever, but I can tell you that it is a generic drug that's been around for 70 years. And when you're a generic, you can't charge much for it. So there's no money to be made in it. And if we're going to have a massive pandemic with all these people needing to get saved from this deadly virus that's so dangerous that you have to be tested just to figure out if you actually even have it, well, then you can't sell them a $2 drug when you can sell them a $2,000 drug. And that's exactly what this is. Money has infected medicine, and it's made it, and it's given them the right, or it's given them they feel the right to change the way that we all view health, that we no longer do the things that we've been doing for our, you know, for thousands of years, which is looking to the earth and looking to plants and medicines and things like that. They've demonized that as witch doctor stuff, and that they are the sole arbiter of what is good and true for your body. And that's just not even close to the case. So it's great to have. Look, it's great to have you on to come in and explain all of this in a way that's, you know, you've got a Shiva in you. You know, you have the ability to explain health in a way that's really simple. You know, people connect with that. So I appreciate that. What do you have planned for the rest of the year?
I've got a convention I'm going to this week, and spending a lot of time with family, man. That's what I like doing, getting outside.
Yeah,
that's what I like to do. Yeah. But for the business and stuff like that, it's just keep making it simpler, creating more platforms. We created that group coaching platform for people that couldn't afford private one-on-one coaching. That's been really cool. We have a whole thing built out now, and I go live every week, and people just come online and ask questions. And I talk to them live in a group format, and that's been a lot of fun. And I love it. So I can help more people with my time, you know, because there's only so much time in the day.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you brought up hydroxychloroquine. And I want to say that, you know, the media in Hollywood and a lot of the people in government officials, they're all just lockstep saying and doing the exact same things. They just keep beating that drum. So people think that that's the reality that's out there. But whatever you hear on the media, most likely, if you turn around and go 180 degrees in the opposite direction, that's where success is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same thing in society. Whatever society's mainstream is doing, I found my success has been doing the exact opposite. Period.
Yeah.
It works. Like, if you're not sure what to do, do the exact opposite of what everybody else is doing. And that's usually where you need to be. So if you see everybody wearing masks, don't wear one. You know, and then when you go do the research, you find out that you're 13 times more likely to contract a virus when you wear a mask. And you were talking about cancer earlier. When you wear a mask, you lower your oxygen levels by 35%. Think about that. What does that do for cancer? Well, cancer happens to be anaerobic, means it can't live in an oxygenated environment. I looked at ice core samples 200-300 years ago, and the oxygen levels on the planet were 30%. And now they're as low as, you know, 14, 15%, 16%. So they're about half. So the less oxygen, up goes cancer. I was just talking to a doctor today. He said, wait till you see the bump in cancer from all this mask wearing.
Oh,
it's going to go up a lot because it's already a problem, right? So we're wearing masks is causing cancer because you're lowering your oxygen levels and you're also breathing in more CO2. So I'm going to actually do some studies on this because OSHA, you familiar with OSHA?
Yeah.
It's a, okay. So OSHA is being used by our governor, Kate Brown, and the OLC, Oregon Liquor Control, to enforce masks because there's no real law that says we have to wear a mask. But they're forcing the OSHA and OLC business and business owners to basically do the policing for them. Right? You have to wear a mask when you come into a business and that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, they're kind of effing themselves right now because I just figured this out today. OSHA says that if you're in your environment in a workspace has over like 2,000 carbon dioxide, 2,000 parts per million, mm-hmm. then you have to fix that or you have to shut down.
Right.
Two breaths in a mask take you to 2,000 parts per million.
Oh, geez.
Two breaths. So by their own rules, if you wear a mask, that should be harmful to somebody. And they got to take that mask off after two breaths. But they're using them to enforce it. So right now we've got that. I think there could be some lawsuits there.
Yeah.
How can OSHA have rules that says this? And then they'll shut your business down if you have too high a CO2, but you two breaths in a mask and you're at those levels, and by the third breath you're over it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It contradicts each other. They can't push both on us, can they? Is that legal? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Legal? Who cares? They don't care. I've seen the videos. I've seen people with the monitors up, you know, breathing in their mask and putting the CO2 monitor up to it, and it's going off. It's sounding the alarm.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. You're lowering your immune system. You're becoming weaker by wearing a mask. Period. End of story. And there's plenty of stuff pre-COVID showing that masks, especially cloth masks, are going to increase your chance of getting disease.
Awesome.
They're not natural.
No, they're not. They're stupid. And there's a lot of people that are way too comfortable wearing their mask for my liking. I was out on Friday night going to dinner and to a comedy show and everything. And boy, man, the mask Nazis are out there. And it's like, I don't have, you know, I'm not going to set up a chart and do a presentation for all these people. You know what I mean? I can't do it when I'm out at a restaurant somewhere and I'm not going to fight them, but I am belligerent and difficult and I am a pain in the ass everywhere I go. And they always have to tell me, sir, you got to make it cover your nose. Oh, is this right? I mean, I make them work for it. Cause you know, fuck them. That's why.
I just tell them, hey, look, I can't work as I have a disability, you know. It's like, they're like, well, what is it? You know, I don't have to legally tell them through the American Disabilities Act.
Right.
They could fine them up to $70,000 for the first offense. And I think it's like $135,000 for the second offense. By law in the American Disabilities Act, you don't have to wear a mask. It says it in there. And because of HIPAA, you don't have to disclose what your problem is.
Nope.
So, but I just the easy route, I'm just like, I have asthma. And usually 9 times out of 10, they let me through. Okay, that's cool. And I go through and I go shopping. I hardly ever wear a mask. I don't want to wear it. If I do, I have it under my nose and I have it off immediately. The only time I do it is like, it's a business owner that I like and I don't want them to get in trouble or something.
That's exactly the same with me.
Big companies though, screw them, because it's so stupid. Like wearing a mask, but you can send everybody into Walmart and everybody's touching clothes hangers, touching things, putting them down. Come on. Like it's stupid. Exactly. It's so stupid. The whole thing, it's comical. Like the mask is going to do anything. What about, you know, there's so many things I could go into, but anyway, back to hydroxychloroquine, man. So my company's called Chemical Free Body. For years, I've been preaching and teaching because natural healing helped me heal myself of all my problems, right?
Right.
My gut problems, my bleeding, all these things. So hydroxychloroquine was kind of a good thing. And then they were talking about it on the media. And then Trump came out and said, hydroxychloroquine. And then all of a sudden, it's bad, right? Then all of a sudden, there's a study that comes out that says it's really bad, but they were using like 4 times more than you should and without zinc. So hydroxychloroquine is the transport to get the zinc into the cell so the zinc can stop the replication of the virus. That's the whole point of it. So it's just like it works together in tandem, but by itself in high amounts, it doesn't work. So that study went through, you know, it got published in The Lancet.
Mm-hmm.
Major medical journal, and they had to retract it. That never hardly ever has happened in The Lancet, where they have to get retractions because they couldn't back up the science, the data. They said, where's your data? And they couldn't prove it. So it got pulled out. But the media took it. The Lancet says that hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Yet I've got chief of medicine here at United Memorial Medical Center, been on the local news, Dr. Joseph Verone, back at the time. This was back like probably in May. He said that he treated over 40 patients successfully, perfect recovery rate for COVID in Houston, Texas. And then we've got Dr. Anthony Cardillo, ER specialist, CEO of Mend Urgent Care, was on ABC News. Every patient was symptom free in 8 to 12 hours. And he said it was the same. They saw the same results as the French study and other studies worldwide. But you must take it with zinc. They're very clear about this. Then all those doctors were on the courthouse steps of the Supreme Court. All these medical doctors, one after another, saying we're using hydroxychloroquine and zinc and everybody's getting cured, even people that are 92 years old, right? And then why is all that being censored on Facebook? You couldn't even share it on Facebook. It's just is blocked content. Block, 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 block. Again, mainstream media, big tech, Hollywood, and corrupt politicians and DAs and all these things sit there. They're all lockstep. And people, again, do a 180 and go that way. And that's where success lies. So, yeah. And, you know, and Cuomo made it illegal to prescribe it. You can't even get hydroxychloroquine, but it's okay for him to take, what, 3,600 people with COVID and ship them off to nursing homes and infect all the elderly?
Yeah.
He should be locked up.
Absolutely. If anyone should be locked up in their home, it should be that maniac. But this is how things go in this world. He's Tim James. He runs chemicalfreebody.com. You should check it out and use the promo code macro. It's like we've done an hour-long infomercial for it. But hey, what can I say? This shit works. I mean, this is what we need. We got to take care of ourselves as we're going into the tail end of 2020 and beyond. It's only going to get more dangerous, and cards are definitely stacked against us, but do not give up. We can fix this. We can fix ourselves. We can fix this country. It's not over yet. Yeah. There's still more time. Tim, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
But buddy, thanks for having me on. And guys, don't buy into the fear. The fear lowers your immune system. Get excited and get happy. Your immune system's there for you. Take care of it. Try some of the stuff I shared with you today. Stack it in your life. I promise you, it'll boost your immune system. It'll boost your mental clarity. And you'll be stronger, you'll be happier, and you'll be healthier, and you'll be more likely to live, whether it's COVID or pneumonia or the flu or whatever. It'll work for you.
That's what's up. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Share this episode wherever you can. Algorithms are not going to be friendly to us. It's going to be up to you. Thanks, everybody. Take care.